This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello and welcome to another episode of Ask Ready or Not. I am Luz and I'm here to answer your questions about how to make work work. Lou is a massive one for this one, and I wanted to talk about it because I am not, and I am trying to be more so of a Sunday night person. The way I want to preface it is, you know the feeling, that creeping sense of doom that sets in around 5 p.m. on a Sunday? You realize that the weekend's over and you've got a gazillion things to do, and somehow you're not ready for Monday at all. So a 2023 study by LinkedIn found that 80% of professionals experience Sunday night anxiety, and for working parents, that number is even higher. And yet, Sunday can be your most powerful day if you use it right, because Monday doesn't have to feel like a chaotic mess. Now, Lou does this and she does it really well. I am still trying to learn the ropes around this whole Sunday night, Sunday afternoon thing. This is what got me over the line. What if I told you that just 60 minutes of strategic prep could save you hours of stress during the week? This is a headline that I read, had me hooked immediately. That is exactly what I'm going to cover today. So a no fluff, highly actionable Sunday night routine designed specifically for working mums. I've laid out a step-by-step game plan to cut Monday morning stress in half. I mean, I've made up that figure, but it's a hopeful figure, to eliminate midweek chaos and to actually feel prepared without spending your whole Sunday working. All right, let's do it. Three-part Sunday reset routine. From what I've read, this is where most people seem to go wrong, and I'm also in this bucket. So they either do way too much or, like me, they do nothing at all. The key is focusing on the three biggest impact areas. One, experts say, is home reset, so you don't start the work week in chaos. Two is scheduled check-in, so you are not caught off guard. And three is work prep, so that Monday morning doesn't slap you in the face. Experts are saying that the total time needed is 45 to 60 minutes. That's it. Let's break it down. Would love for everybody to try this and let me know if it works. I'm going to give it a crack myself. Step one, the home reset. So start the week on the right foot. You do not need to be deep cleaning your house every Sunday. No one has time for that. But a quick 20-minute reset can completely change your Monday morning. Here's why. Waking up to mess instantly puts you on the back foot. Kitchen reset. Dishes done, your counters wiped, your lunchbox is prepped. Walking into a clean kitchen for many is instant relief. The drop zone reset. You know the one, the hallway, the bench, the bloody table where everything just piles up. Any crevice or corner of the house takes 5 minutes to clear it. Delegate that, make your kids and your partner clean the floors. And when I say clean, I don't mean like mop. I mean just tidy. Laundry check. Oh, that's a big one. Are work outfits and school uniforms clean? If not, start a load now. This should not take you more than 20 minutes. This is what everybody is saying. Set a timer. If it doesn't get done in that time, wasn't urgent, move on. Step number two, schedule a check-in. I do actually do this. So this is to prevent any midweek surprises. A Harvard Business Review study found that professionals waste 3 to 5 hours per week just fixing scheduling mistakes and last-minute chaos. It's half a workday gone. Spend 10 minutes on a Sunday night checking your schedule for the week. What is happening this week? So, are there meetings? Are there appointments? Are there school events? Are there kinder events? Are there deadlines? Communicate them with your partner so that you're both on the same page. Who needs to be where, when? Do you need to arrange transport, pickups, childcare, extra help, whatever it may look like? Make sure that it's crystal clear between you and your partner. Or if you're a solo parent, make sure you're on top of it and you know what needs to happen when. Do you need to prepare anything in advance? Do you have kids' parties coming up? Is there a permission slip? Is there a work presentation? What have you got that you're going to need to allocate specific time to this week and block it out? Often meetings, for me anyway, creep up on a Tuesday and I look at them Tuesday morning and I'm like, oh my God, I haven't actually prepared anything for this. So the best thing that I can do on a Sunday is be like, okay, on Monday I need to allocate time to prepare for X, Y, and Z on Tuesday morning. Physically open your calendar, whether it's your work or your personal calendar. Sit down and look at the week ahead. Adjust anything that needs shifting. If you have a partner, do a 5-minute check-in together to make sure that you're both on the same page. This is so important. If there are last-minute things that creep up, no stress. I feel like the thing that's the most important is that you both have the conversation of, okay, if there's last-minute things that happen this week, we need to let each other know ASAP. Because often I find that the biggest gripe for me is that my partner's schedule will change and he'll let me know that next night or that night when he comes home. I'm like, I actually need to know immediately when it happens so that I can forward plan. I know it's a bit psychotic, but that's what works for me. And the last one, work prep. So make Monday feel manageable. We've all done it. We've walked into work on a Monday, scrolled through emails and wasted the first hour figuring out what on earth to do. Solution, a 10-minute Sunday work reset that makes Monday effortless. Here's how to do it. So check your Monday morning meetings. Are you presenting? Do you need to prepare anything? Write down your top three priorities for a Monday. So not 10, not 20, just three things that will actually help shift and move things along. Do a quick email scan, not to reply, just to check if there's anything urgent waiting for you. Physically write down your top three Monday tasks in a sticky note, or if you're a computer freak like I am, in your notes app, your future self will thank you. The act of actually writing them down signals something to your brain that those are the key focus for today. Write them down. Now that you're prepped, so here's the most important step. You need to actually relax. Like, let's be real. Everyone needs some Sunday relaxation time, because if your weekend only feels like an extension of your to-do list, you'll burn out. Set a prep cutoff time. So for example, after 8 p.m., you're watching maths, or you're not planning anything after that. You're having a bit of a mental wind down. Do one thing that signals the weekend is over. Watch a show, have a bath, read a book. Trying to stay clear of having a glass of wine, but for those of you that want a piece of chocolate, wine, whatever it might be, do something that helps you shift gears from go-go-go mode to relaxation mode, and try to go to bed at a reasonable time. You can't reset your week if you start it exhausted. Stop the Instagram scroll. I know it's really hard, but wind down has to be something that's not kind of overloading your brain. As much as I love TikTok and Instagram, the memes can get somewhat out of hand. If you want to take one thing from this episode, let it be. A little bit of Sunday prep saves hours of stress during the week. You don't need to do everything. Just focus on some key areas. Monday does not need to feel overwhelming if you walk in prepared. Try the Sunday reset. Even if it's just one or two steps, I have made this super basic so that it's not overwhelming. See if it actually does impact your week and let me know how it goes, because my future self will hopefully thank me, and I'm hopeful that your future self will thank you. If this helped, send it to a friend who's drowning in Monday chaos and DM me. I'd love to hear what part of your Sunday reset worked best for you. Otherwise, see you next time on Ask Rennie or Not.